Hi, and welcome to the Reiki from the Farm podcast, brought to you by me, Pam Allen LeBlanc from Hidden Brook Farm. I am a scientist, a businesswoman, and a licensed Reiki master teacher with the International Center for Reiki Training. Each week in this podcast, you'll be entertained as you learn about a wide variety of relevant Reiki topics, helping you become a more knowledgeable and effective Reiki practitioner. We caution you, though, this podcast may also dramatically improve your life, and we are so happy that you're here. On this week's podcast, I am talking with my LRMT colleagues who've been working on a kids' Reiki program, and we can't wait to tell you all about it. Welcome, you guys.
Thank you.
Before we begin, I'd just like to let you know some of the things that we've got coming up at the farm and at the bay. All summer, I've got animal Reiki classes as well as a level one and two in master class here in Campobello. You can also attend online, but you might want to attend in person. It's absolutely gorgeous here. The whales are usually around, and so hopefully you'll join us. We'd love to see you there. And then just a full range of classes coming up again in October. Also, just wondering if any of you would like to leave a review of our podcast. Would really appreciate that. So guys, I'm so excited to talk with you about kids Reiki today. Just wonder if each of you would introduce yourselves and just let us know how you became interested in kids Reiki and what inspired you to specialize here. Shelley, do you mind starting?
Sure. Hi, I'm Shelley Kammermeyer. And my husband and I own Intercompass Reiki. We're out of the San Francisco Bay Area and Lincoln City, Oregon. We go back and forth. And the reason, first of all, we're grandparents. And so we have six grandchildren. And that has, I can see the difference in what Reiki has done in our lives before and after Reiki and how we approach being the authority or the parent or grandparent. So that has been a huge motivator. Also, I'm a mentor teacher for the licensed teacher program. And just the idea that kids could possibly have a way to deal with some of the things that come up in their lives before they have to undo the things. That's been a motivating factor for me to promote this or to work on this. And we have worked for a long time on this.
Yes, you have. And we were just talking before the podcast because a lot of you followed the journey with animal Reiki and how it had its own timeline. Kids Reiki is no different. These guys, I'm excited to share with you, and they're excited to share with you what they're doing. They must be excited. They're all up at 6 a.m. to talk with you about this. It's very early in their time zone, but this does seem to have its own agenda, and we'll talk a little further about that in the podcast. So thank you, Shelley. April, how about you? What encouraged you to get involved with Kids Reiki and inspired you in this area? And would you introduce yourself to people?
Hi, I'm April Walker, and I have a background in teaching child development at a college. And that was my motivation, is just noticing that children don't process information the same way as adults do. It's not the cerebral experience. And so it was a natural transition. I'd mentored child development instructors for some time, and there's a difference in how we teach them according to their age and their developmental stages. So I think that's a really important aspect to bring in, and that there is this energetic side to all of us that maybe is missed in traditional ways of teaching that I'm really excited to bring to the table for those people who are interested in working with children.
I love that. And it's exciting that in addition to the energy element, we are also going to be tying into the academic background that you have with child development and working with children. So yeah, thank you for that. That's exciting. And thanks. And last but not least, Cami, can I ask you to introduce yourself and just what made you interested in this area and decide to specialize? Yeah.
Thank you for asking. My name's Cami Cote and I live in Missoula, Montana. And the interesting thing that has always happened with me in all of my teaching is I have students ask for it and or people ask for it. Initially, when I first started teaching Reiki, I was having people ask me to start teaching Reiki, even though I hadn't considered actually teaching Reiki, but how it goes. So I had students asking about kids Reiki and they wanted their children to come to the class. And I was a bit concerned about how this would work and all of these different things, but I forged forward and went ahead and taught several classes and went through some interesting experiences with that in healing myself, because I, as a young person, was bullied and had a lot of really challenging young person experiences. And so there was a bit of an old memory type of scenario that came through with that. And I got very nervous actually to teach kids. And I managed to work through that. And those classes were just the best classes. The kids loved me, which was amazing, of course.
Yes, that feels amazing.
And the classes were great. I personally don't have children. In a way, I was, oh my God, why am I doing this to myself? And I would get really nervous, but they always just turned out so good. And I would always be on such a energy high after the classes. And I really got passionate about sharing it with those experiences.
I love that, Cami. And so interesting that as you went to teach, that this triggered some of your childhood trauma and memories that needed to heal. And I expect that's going to be woven into the class too, the fact that as teachers of children, that this is often happens. Yeah. I know when I first learned Reiki, I had no intention of teaching people. I only wanted to work with animals and children. And that was the conversation that I had with William Rand after my class in England was, William, how do you teach animals and how do you teach children? Because I'm not going to teach adults. But of course, we all know that became one of the great loves of my life is teaching adults as well. But I really started off teaching children, including my own three children. And one of the things I interviewed my two girls on the podcast, on an earlier podcast, to just because I found that they learned Reiki when they were younger, my youngest was 9, my oldest was 14, and they actually pushed it away at one point in their teens. They really absorbed it a lot at first, but right around 15, 16, they pushed it away a little bit and they both came back to it later in life. But they admitted on my podcast that even when they were rolling my eyes, when I would talk about Reiki, and even when they were, you know, poo-pooing it and so on, they were still doing their daily practice, which amazed me. I had no idea. And I said, if you were being so negative and pushing it away, I didn't know you were still doing Reiki every night in bed. And they said, yeah, but it works. So I think teaching children is just so amazing. And the child classes that I've had the opportunity and honor to teach have just been stunning. So I'm really happy that you guys are doing this. Guys, in the place of an invocation today, April is going to lead us through one of the exercises in child Reiki and just allow us to activate our energy, our Reiki energy that way. So April, the floor is yours.
So we like to include various exercises as options for curriculum for teachers to choose from. And this one is combining Reiki and breath. And it helps to be in a Reiki state and just grounding and calming. So we really like it. So what we're going to do is activate our Reiki for kids. So sometimes we say Reiki on.
Okay, by going into Gassho.
By going into Gassho and just taking a couple of breaths here. And then running Reiki through our breath. So activating and running through our breath. And then you're going to take your non-dominant hand and you're going to inhale with Reiki and exhale.
Bringing your finger up around.
Up down each finger, all the way up and down the next one. Inhaling on the way up and exhaling on the way down. Inhaling on the way up, exhaling on the way down. And one more time and all the way through. And you can see how that feels and brings that Reiki center for us, and combining Reiki and breath.
I love that. Now, April, I'm just going to ask if we can do that one more time, because a lot of our listeners are not seeing the video of this. They're only hearing it. And so I just wonder if you could describe what you're doing.
Okay. So we start with Gassho and just bringing the hands to heart center. And then we take a couple of breaths, intending that Reiki on and combining the breath, breathing in on the way up and exhaling out on the way down, taking the non-dominant hand out in front of us and using the dominant hand with one finger, starting below the thumb at the wrist, coming and breathing in as you take the finger along the edge of the thumb, around the thumb, exhaling down and then inhaling up at the next finger, and just moving your finger up and down each finger of the hand in front of you, breathing in on the way up, exhaling on the way down. Each time inhaling and exhaling Reiki through the body system. And by the time you've finished the entire hand, you can really sense that breathing and sense that calming. So a very quick, efficient way of combining Reiki and breath.
I love that. I know it's for kids, but I actually think it's going to become part of my practice because it's so tangible and fun. I think I might even work with it on the non-dominant hand too, or the dominant hand, and see, balance it. That's wonderful. Thank you. Guys, just with your Reiki activated, I'm going to invite you to listen, to learn about this, the Kids Reiki program that my LRMT, Reiki Master Teacher colleagues have created. I just can't tell you how excited I am about it. Shelley, I'm just going to start with you and ask, what is child Reiki and what are the benefits of child Reiki for children?
So child Reiki is children learning to do Reiki, and it's doing it in a way that's age appropriate for the children, because children learn differently. And we want to reach children and give them the tools before they have to undo things. Imagine what would happen if you didn't have to undo everything. Reiki to the past is great, but if you could just handle it at the time, life could be so much different for so many of us.
Yeah, I agree. It makes me
and
think.
So this program that we've created is a master teacher program. And it's for us to teach the teachers. That's been our goal all along, is to teach the teachers so that they can then share it with the people they know and the kids that they know. And so this is a master teacher program. And so we're going to talk about that a lot, but we're creating a 3-day master teacher training program.
Wonderful. And you guys have been working on this for how long now?
I'm going to say the three of us have been working on it for almost 2 years. Before that, there was a lot of talk about doing it, and the energy, and this Pam from the animal Reiki, the energy just didn't feel quite right. Everybody that was working on it, it just all fell away, and people were focused on other things, and like COVID.
And I tried to work on it with you, but then got sidelined with animal Reiki. And
right. Yeah. And so there's so many things that have come up, and then all of a sudden it just, boom, landed in for us. And so we were able to just like in one Zoom meeting between the three of us, we realized that we were going to do this and it was going to happen.
That's fantastic. I was so excited to hear that because I know Reiki is so beneficial for children and just from witnessing it with my own children and the many children that I got to teach, but I just didn't really have the time to follow up on it. So I'm so delighted that the three of you got together and created this. And it's not different than animal Reiki. For years, Colleen Benelli and Sue Strong worked for animal Reiki, and the energy just wasn't ready. And so it didn't come in. So it's exciting that the energy's ready now. So April, can you tell us a little bit more about child Reiki or kids Reiki and how it differs from traditional Reiki?
Good question. So children are not mini adults. The class does not need to be as cerebral as adults. We want to analyze everything. And sometimes I think adults want to control the dialogue. And then they're frustrated when children don't have the attention span for that or the interest to stay with a long lecture style. It's perfectly appropriate for children to play and learn through play and through story. And they're such natural group learners, can be involved in this and put it together in a way that is natural. They have such natural innate healing abilities. And I think that sometimes it gets shut down in the world. And yet with Reiki, they can keep that open. And Shelley said, not have to undo things. They have something that they can do right away when life gets challenging. I think this time in the world, we need our children to have those self-regulation tools, that mind-body connection more than ever. And understanding different things about ages and stages of development help you understand where children are coming from and flow with that. And they are such natural teachers. They get it. We have forgotten as adults, but they're already closer to their authentic self. And we hope to help them keep that.
I think it does. And you talk about their innate healing abilities, April. I remember laying on my Reiki table one day, just doing a really in-depth Reiki session for myself. And that used to be close to an hour sometimes. I usually tried to do that once a week. And I remember my daughter, when she learned level one and two Reiki at 9 years old, and she was my other two children were happy with level one. They weren't interested in level two. My youngest daughter just really wanted her level two Reiki. And I said, honey, you've got to sit through a 10-hour adult class because I'm not teaching a specific child Reiki class. Not only did she sit through that class, but she wowed all of the other people in the class with the depth of her understanding, the things that she would share afterwards. And one of the things I noticed with the children that I taught, and I don't know if any of you have noticed this, but their intuition is just, it opens up, and my daughter could see energy. So she came running into my Reiki session this day and she said, "Hey mama, you doing Reiki?" I said, "Yeah." And she said, "Want some help?" I said, "Sure." And she said, "You missed a spot." And she came over to my legs. She spent about 10 minutes there. And that 10 minutes was the equivalent of the hour that she just blew me away in 10 minutes with her little hot hands. And then she goes, "There, you're all clear now." She ran out again. And I thought, yeah. And I asked her afterward, because when she shared that she could see energy, she could feel it, she could taste it, she could smell it, she had all of the intuition, all of the clairs. I said, "Was it always like that, honey, or only since your class?" And she said, "Only since the class." The class really opened her intuition. And so I wound up in my child Reiki classes talking about intuition quite a lot, just so that children would feel comfortable with it and not feel like they had to shut it down as they got older. So that's just wonderful. Cami, what are some of the unique challenges and considerations that you guys have noted that are involved with practicing Reiki on children? What have you noticed?
Yeah, so I guess primarily starting off with teaching kids classes, one of our things that we really want to be mindful of is safety for the children. So safety is naturally going to be of utmost importance, making sure that the people that are going to be teaching Reiki are safe and can contain a safe space for kids. So within that, we are suggesting that there is a caregiver that comes with the child to the classes. So whether that's a mother, father, or perhaps a grandmother, grandfather, that kind of thing, that they have an adult with them. Yeah. So and I personally did this when I was teaching my classes. I didn't feel equipped to handle meltdowns, as I put it. And it lent to a very nice flow because really, there was never any challenges. It was just in my own head. But nonetheless, there was this ability to have a parent or a caregiver there. And that was really great. So that's one of our suggestions. And then naturally, as April just said a few minutes ago, we really want to look at timing. So we're not going to be teaching that like 10-hour Reiki class like we do for adults. It's generally going to be maybe a 3.5 to 4 hour class and very interactive. So we're not going to go as deep into the history. Basically, our primary goals with this is to have fun, as we have titled this particular program, Choose Your Adventure. We really want the kids to have fun, for the teacher and the kids to be able to choose their own adventure and have it be a really great class. One of my favorite little sayings is keep it simple, sweetie. And that is 100% the goal that we are bringing into kids Reiki. Kiss. Keep kiss. It simple, sweetie.
I like that better, sweetie, than the way I've sometimes heard kiss described.
Right. Yes, that's, for sure.
And you know something, you guys, that's how I always taught, was with a parent or caregiver. Sometimes it was an aunt or present. And that's exactly what William suggested when he and I discussed how to offer child Reiki. And he had another really good point around it. Not only does it prevent you from having to manage the behaviors and so on, and not only does it provide just that liability of the parent or caregiver being there, but it also, William said, you want the child to have an adult in their life to support them in Reiki. So you want the adult to have Reiki as well, and not to be just on their own trying to figure it out. So that was another reason that he suggested always including caregivers in the class. Yeah, I love
that. Yeah, a lot of my, didn't mean to interrupt, sorry. No. A lot of my first classes were students that had taken Reiki with me. So that was a really natural, the children were going into a Reiki family. But then I taught a whole bunch of classes all pre-pandemic. And so then right before the pandemic, I taught some classes that I had a mixture of people that had already had Reiki and then some caregivers that didn't have Reiki. So yes, it was really beneficial. And then I've still been in touch with some of those. Some of them have additionally come and taken the regular Reiki class with me, the adults, and that kind of stuff. So it's been a really neat thing.
I love that. One of the things I used to do was I only did teach level 1 for the children, and it was about 3.5-4 hours long. That's exactly the right length I found. And what I would do is offer a discount to the adults if they then wanted to come and take the full length course afterward, the full length level 1 and 2 class. And a lot of them did. And then, like you, I also eventually, as I continued teaching it, I had people who already had Reiki from me. So I offered them a discount on the child Reiki class so that really only the children paid. And that worked out really well. Yeah, thank you. Just wondering, April, if you have any success stories or examples of how Reiki has helped children overcome health or emotional issues.
Absolutely. One little guy stands out, Ruger, who was always afraid at night and had a hard time getting to sleep, had a hard time calming, very active child. And he would be like, "That's okay, Mom, I'm going to do Reiki." And he would do self Reiki and fall asleep. And so the mom was just overjoyed. And you hear these stories over and over again. It's like you give a child, "Hey, this is what I can do." Another little girl seeing a hurt animal on the side of the road and being really upset about it for the day, she could send Reiki to the animal, doing Reiki after the loss of a pet for themselves and for their family. It empowers children to have something that they can do, and then they can move through it. It's a lovely addition. My fur babies are barking.
Mine might join them in a minute. It's Reiki from the farm, so people would expect that. No.
Could I possibly share one of please. My experiences as well? I know we didn't plan this.
If any of you haven't, I love this.
Yeah, naturally, I think we all have a lot of really great experiences, but as April was sharing her kind of maybe one, it brought back a memory of me. So I actually had a client that I was working with that had mentioned that she had a lot of birth trauma and that she felt like her son also had a lot of birth trauma. And so in my moments of thinking about this, I said, something I could suggest is that perhaps you bring your son in and we do a tandem session, you and him, and we do the Holy Love 3 experience, which is all based around birth trauma, conception, all of these things. And so thankfully, he was young enough that he was able to just be there and he fell asleep during the session. So that's not always common when you're giving kids Reiki. A lot of times you're Reiki in motion, as we talk about with animal Reiki, is very similar with kids. But he fell asleep and he just snuggled into her for that whole hour. And they both received this beautiful Reiki experience with the Holy Love 3 experience. And then I hands-on Reiki'd both of them too. And they still 100% say that changed everything for them, that they wow. had such a deep healing. And both her and him feel so much better about their birthing experience and all of those things. Yeah. It's pretty neat.
I love that, Cammy. And Shelley, you probably have some examples too.
Oh, yeah, of course. One of the things that I noticed in one example is when you teach an adult in the ICRT classes, one of the introduction questions is, "Tell us something you love about yourself." And adults get this frozen look on their face. "I don't know if I can think of anything."
Yes.
But when you ask kids, it's okay, you have 2 minutes, go. They have so many things they love about themselves. "I love that I love pink. I love that I love sparkly shoes. I love that I can, that I like artichokes." Like, it doesn't matter. And it's so amazing to watch how kids can just tap into that love they have for themselves before the layers of life happen that create us to have to undo. Yeah, it's fun to watch.
I love that. You know something, guys, I have a couple of fun stories. One is just a simple one with my son, and we always used to read a book at night too. It was my best way to get them to bed. I'd be like, "Guys, I'm not reading until you're in bed." So they would get in bed and I would sit in the hall and read a chapter of a book so they could all hear. And that's when we would share what had gone on with our day. And my son shared one evening that he'd had a really rough day and there'd been some bullying that had happened and he didn't know what to do about it. And I didn't know what to do about it as a parent either. So I said, "Hey, buddy, have you sent Reiki to that?" "No, Mom." He said, "I never thought of it. I'll do it right now." So as I read, he did. The next night, I said, hey, buddy, it was usually so busy. That's when we could really sit down and talk. And I said, hey, buddy, what happened today? How was it today? Actually, Mom, it was a lot better. And he said, I guess you were right about sending Reiki to it. And he had explained, and it just completely sorted itself out. So that was lovely. But I have a really fun story. One of the children that I taught, for little boys, I would get them to make a Reiki ball and throw it where they wanted to send it. And so he just, even right up through, he's in university now, but he would throw Reiki balls at situations. And his sister was a camp counselor at a Christian camp. And she also had studied Reiki, but they said nothing was as effective as Thomas's Reiki balls. And so they were having a really difficult season with the camp, and the counselors weren't getting along, the staff, it just wasn't going well at all. The kids were crying and upset. And she actually went and picked her brother up, brought him to camp and said, I need your Reiki balls all over this place. So he whipped Reiki balls everywhere. And she said it completely changed the season. They had everybody got happy. Everybody started getting along. And so she just really highly recommended anytime that a situation needed to be changed, that we could get Thomas and his Reiki balls. So I love that.
It's great.
Yeah. So guys, who do you consider kids? Who can attend your kid Reiki course? Shelley, do you want to?
Sure. We think, of course, it depends on the kid and their family unit and whether or not they have older brothers and sisters that are already doing Reiki. But our general guidelines are that it's age 5, right? 5. Am I remembering that right? 5, 6?
6, yeah.
6, sorry, 6 to 12 or 13 is going to be the whole, because from 13 on, we feel like they can probably sit through an adult class and they're not going to want to be coloring. Maybe they will. I love it. But so for the intention is for that age group, for 6 to 12.
Right. That makes sense. I will admit to you, though, that my godson at 3, his older brothers were in my very first child Reiki class. And he also had a younger sister. So his younger sister was home with dad. The two older brothers were in my class. And my 3-year-old godson was supposed to be just playing in the front room because the mom was there. She just didn't have childcare for him. He refused to play in the front room. He sat and listened and colored. And that was back years ago when we used to do attunements. So I used to have the kids sit in Gassho, and it was a big class. There were 11 in the class. It took me 45 minutes to do the attunement. And he sat in that whole attunement. So I said, he's attended the whole class. I might as well attune him too. And asked his mother, and she said, yeah, go ahead. But I think I've noticed that 5 or 6 seems to be a really good age of where they can understand. And
yeah, and of course, there's going to be some kids who have older brothers and sisters, and it makes sense. And yeah, and if everybody in the family is doing it, then they understand it. I have a student who attuned her. She's a Reiki master. She did some sort of ceremony attunement process when her child was born. Wow. And that little girl, she is something. And she's been doing Reiki all of her life. Wow. But that's not the norm. Yeah. That's not how it normally is. Or this is like a general rule. And of course, no rules.
Kind of nice for them to be cognitively aware, though, and to choose it.
Absolutely. You know?
And definitely my 3-year-old godson was choosing it. We kept saying, Oliver, it's okay for you to go in the front and play. You don't need to sit here. He just No, he wouldn't leave. I think he fell off his chair twice as he was waiting for the attunement. And he didn't keep his eyes closed, but otherwise than that,
cool.
It was amazing. Cammie, what would a typical kids Reiki class look like, and how do children like it? What have you noticed?
Yeah. So what I love about the program that we're creating is called Choose Your Own Adventure. So within that, within the program that we are bringing forward, there's going to be opportunities for the teacher to be able to choose specific sizes and different things like that. So in some cases, every class is going to look different because it's going to be up to the teacher. Discretion and perhaps what they feel is coming in. So what we're creating is this really comprehensive program that then they can plug and play little different pieces of it. But primarily with the class, our most important goals are naturally to teach kids what Reiki is, how it works, to give them the initiation or the placement, because we are doing this program in the Holy Fire tradition. So we'll be doing placements and experiences and that kind of stuff. And then we want to give them a chance to practice, to play, and to just have fun. So that's like the number one thing. Yeah.
Thank you. And they do have fun, don't they?
Yes.
April, can this help kids with specific conditions or issues? And are there any side effects or risks?
That's a great question. And it's just like with anyone, this is a complementary therapy, can work with medical conditions, et cetera. And it can be applied to anything because of course, Reiki can do no harm. So it's definitely something recommended. And my answer would be try it.
Right. Give it a try and see how it goes. Cammie, what would you do with kids who might not fully understand Reiki or might not believe in the concept? How would you approach that?
I think on a similar level, as April just said, Reiki doesn't cause harm and it always honors free will. From my experience so far in teaching, and I think that Shelley and April would all agree here, when a person, for example, the adult, the caregiver reaches out to me about kids Reiki, I have a little bit of a conversation with them through email, and I'll ask, have you spoken to your child? Are they interested in this class? Or is this something that you're just simply, oh, it looks cool, signing them up for? In all of the cases that I have had, every child was already excited about the idea of Reiki. So they were coming into the class. It wasn't like they got shoved into gym class and, oh gosh, now I'm in gym class. They were coming to Reiki and they were excited about it. So I personally haven't come across any big challenges there. Also with believing, children can see energy. They see, many of them can see energy. They can see auras. They can see all of this energy body. And so they get it faster than the adults do generally. And as you had shared, Pam, 10 minutes of a child giving you Reiki is like an hour of giving self Reiki or that kind of thing. So that's really special. It comes from such a pure place of intention with the children. It's a pretty unique gift for them to have. So yeah, I'm not saying that there wouldn't ever be any challenges around this, but it hasn't been something I've experienced personally. Shelley, April, do you want to add anything with that?
No, I think you're right. I agree. As long as they want to come to the class, once they're there, they love it. Now, there might be situations where I did have one situation where somebody signed up both of her boys, and it was during baseball playoff season. And it was like during one of his games, and he didn't want to come right then. It's not that he didn't want to come, but he didn't want to come right then. And so it was, and tell us something you like about yourself. I like that I like baseball. His answer. And so we were like, let's just call and see how your team's doing. we just took a break, and they just called
idea.
Right then, and they had just won the game. So then he was all in. He had been able to stay to the seventh inning or something. So, you know, so it's funny to watch, just as long as they want to be part of the experience, then they're all in.
I think that's something that I would usually discuss with the parents before class, was like, I know you want your child to be here, but it's important to me that the child also wants to be here. So can you just check that out before I accept your...
In this situation, this little boy did want to come, but they didn't
know
that they were going to win the one game, which would then be on the same day as the class. And so it was this messed up situation. But once he found out that they had won and he'd been part of the winning, then he was going to have
several... Reiki to his team, did he?
Yeah.
Did
yes. You? Oh, yes.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Okay. I love that.
So it was fun.
Shelley, how would caregivers or parents support their child's experience of Reiki, both during and after a class? What would you suggest there?
We do talk, like Cammie said, we recommend strongly that a caregiver or parent attend the class with them. If they don't already have Reiki, then during the placement, they get Reiki. It's just part of the process. And the thing that we like to stress is this does not become a job for a child to heal their parents. This is not, oh, here's one more thing you can do to fix mommy or daddy. This is a way for more for healing for yourself. And as a parent or a caregiver, making sure that the child understands that a child is going to, of course, want to give Reiki to their parent. They need to make sure that sharing Reiki is reciprocal, and it's not just one way. Like the child is not just, oh, here I can fix this, I can help mommy.
It's funny, Shelley, we had the same thing come up with animal Reiki, just that we not put expectations on the animals. The animals sometimes can get an attunement as well. And usually animals whenever I have a class, I make that open. If the animal wants an attunement and the human caregiver wants it, then the animals are welcome to join us during the class for the placement style of attunement. But I'm really clear that there are then no expectations placed on the animal. The animal gets to choose if it wants to do Reiki and when. And sure, a lot of animals do Reiki on their caregivers, but it's not really appropriate to ask them to. And my horses, for instance, have always done Reiki for the riding students that come, but it's their choice. I've never asked them to. It's something that they have chosen to do. So it's like that, isn't it?
Yeah, it's exactly like that.
Yeah. How do you see, I'm going to ask you all what your plans are for this, because you've got a lot of curriculum together. I know it's not done yet, and I know it's on its own timeline, but you guys, how do you see the future for this, and what plans do you have for it? And whoever wants to answer that, go ahead.
I'll start.
Okay.
So we're going to be presenting at the International Center for Reiki Training retreat on Labor Day. And by that time, we hope to be ready to announce, and I'm going to slip and tell everybody here, we're planning to teach online, the three of us together, November 1st through the 3rd, and then again on the 6th through the 8th, which is a weekend and a weekday and 3 weekdays. It's going to be a 3-day class for the adults. And so that's where we are. We're going to have it done.
We're going to have it done.
For sure of it. We have so much curriculum now that even if we just printed all of that, we would have a 3-day class. What we're going to probably be doing now is fine tuning it and getting the most important stuff to teachers
to the forefront. Yeah. And I know how that goes. I really honor all the work that you've done. I know it took us 2.5 years to get the animal Reiki together and ready. And we actually taught it for a year before we could get the master class complete and have it ready. for people. We taught level one and two for a year, so I know that this has been a lot of hard work. Thank you for that. And I'm already bugging you to put up your link so that I can sign up. I'm teaching December 1st to 3rd, but I'm free December 6th to 8th. So I would like to attend that first class.
And on all of our websites, we do have sign up area for if people are interested. They'll be sending out information. So if once we get the final details figured out, we'll be letting people know as time goes by.
Wonderful. I will be signing up for that. And I'll include a link to all of your websites in the notes. So if you're listening and you'd like to follow up on that, just check your podcast notes. It'll be a clickable link for everybody's websites. And I will include a link as well for the International Reiki Retreat in Sedona on Labor Day weekend. I attended your presentation last year for that and meditation, and it was spectacular. I was so excited. So anybody listening, go ahead and join us either online or in person. I think the in-person, is it sold out yet? You guys, have you heard? Yeah, we usually get a note when it's sold out. So I don't think it's sold out yet. So there's probably still a few spots if you'd like to attend in person. I know I'll be there presenting at the retreat as well on Reiki businesses and how to weave Reiki into your career. So yeah, hopefully people will join us. That's so exciting that you will be offering this masterclass. And do any of the rest of you want to weigh in just on where you see the future of this?
Go ahead, Kelly.
Go ahead.
A little delay in sound here, but this is a kids Reiki teacher program. And in this program, I just want to mention there's a lot of personal healing opportunities for the adults, for the teachers that we're revisiting, like you had said earlier, some of our triggers, our shocks, traumas, and conflicts in working with children or our school experience or our cultural experiences. We're going to be diving in kind of deep in that. And Cami has created some lovely healing experiences that go hand in hand with this program. So it's not just about and only about teaching children. It's about our inner children bringing healing to that and to ourselves. Wonderful, wonderful experiences coming in.
You brought that up, April. Yeah, thank you. And actually, we're going to be experiencing one of Cami's beautiful healing experiences next. So how about you, Cami? Were you going to add to that as well?
Actually, April covered it. So yeah, okay. That was perfect.
Anything else you'd like to mention or any advice that you have for somebody who wants to learn more about this?
Just reaching out to one of us. We're happy to answer questions. You can visit any of our websites. We've made a wonderful team. I've really appreciated the time working with all of you. And boy, has Reiki come in and told us what to do each step of the way. So
it's amazing, isn't it? I got to experience that with Animal Reiki, and it's just an incredible, I would have to say it's one of the most incredible experiences of my life. Yeah. Would you?
Yeah. One of the things that I have really resonated with what we're creating here is when I first started teaching kids Reiki classes, there wasn't much out there as far as how to do it. And I did a lot of like research and that kind of stuff, but felt like I was flying by the seat of my pants. And I think that also had a bit of the nerves come up. And so our intention here is by doing this Kids Reiki Master Teacher Training Program to really give the teachers this opportunity to be as prepared as they can be and to then be able to go to those classes. We really want teachers to get out there and teach the kids. Like that is so important. And on a similar level, like we said with Animal Reiki, we want the children to benefit. We want the families to benefit because this ripple effect is going to really be what's going to achieve that healing and that peace that we all need. And something that really stood out to me recently, I was teaching a Karuna class, and the oasis of peace that William was talking about with the World Peace Reiki, and how each Reiki practitioner is becoming an oasis of peace, or is an oasis of peace, I probably better said. And that can help not only adults, but children, and really help the world. So
thank you, Cami. Yeah. I love that. Guys, thank you for coming and sharing today. And Cami, I think at this point, you're going to lead us in a meditation to heal the inner child. Yeah,
I am all set for that. And I actually do have the ability to play background music if you want me to play background music.
Sure.
So I'll just share a little bit about the healing of the inner child experience before we go into the experience. And that's my husband and dogs. They're just leaving the house, so I'll give them a quick second. So as a child, you may not have been heard, seen, or safe, or felt loved or nurtured in the way that you wanted and needed. In this experience, you will be able to meet and heal your inner child that may still be holding on to past experiences within the safety of your adult body. This experience can help you awaken and embrace your childhood memories and feelings in a kind and compassionate way, reemerging in complete trust of yourself, others, and the universe. To find wholeness within and deeper alignment with your authentic self. It is a beautiful day. It's warm and sunny, and you're walking through the forest. As you breathe into yourself, you breathe in the life energy of the forest, and with each step that you take, you feel the energy of the earth flowing up through the bottoms of your feet. Walking through the forest, you experience the trees and the plants, the birds, the vitality of the forest moves through you, bringing you connection to its life force energy, and you feel its peace and harmony within. And as you walk along, you realize that you're coming to the edge of the forest, and you feel the path turning to sand beneath your feet. And with your next steps, you step out onto a beach, and the ocean of holy love is before you. You begin walking on the beach, and in the distance, you can see a child sitting there, looking out at the ocean. You walk toward them, and you realize that this is you as a child. You see their hair, their body, their eyes, and notice how they're sitting. You see their attitude and their expressions. You can see their energy, and you can see the pain, the hurt, the fear that they experienced in their childhood. And as you observe your inner child and the challenges you faced, you remember that you are safe in your body now. Take several deep breaths in, and as you exhale, send Reiki to release the heaviness in your inner child's energy field. Beaming Reiki towards them, sending healing into the past, into your inner child. You notice their energy shift. Their energy becomes lighter and their aura brightens. Reach out for your inner child, and your inner child runs into your arms and you embrace them, holding them and loving them with the pure unconditional love that you wanted in your life. Take as much time as you need to be in this loving embrace. Set your inner child down on the beach now and watch them as they skip away. Their energy is much lighter, brighter, and happier. Take this opportunity to observe them again. Your inner child is now filled with laughter, dreams, and love, and you are seeing all of the happy memories from childhood. You see their joy, their lightheartedness, their childlike wonder. As a witness to it all, you feel a smile spread across your face, and you see a smile spread across the inner child's face. This is all yours. You are inviting more joy, love, and creativity into your life. As your inner child lights up, it lights you up. And you see their smile is in your smile. Take your inner child's hands into your hands. And notice that you are your inner child, and they are you, and you are one. A brilliant light is shining from the heavens all around you. This is no ordinary light. It is the light that comes from the highest heaven. It is the light of your authentic inner child. The light of your authentic inner child is guiding you now. Follow the light.
Thank you.
You can stay in this experience for as long as you feel guided to do so. As you feel ready to start coming back into this time and space, bring a little bit of movement to your hands and fingers. And when you feel ready and guided to, you can open your eyes.
Tammy, Shelley, and April, thank you so much for this experience. Thank you for the work that you're doing. I'm really excited to get it out into the world. And for those who have joined us on this journey and who are listening, we appreciate you. Thank you for being here. Namaste.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye, everyone.
Bye.